listen, disappointment is still fairly raw. I suppose you'd be lying to say if you didn't feel it was. I suppose myself personally too, with the way that the game went, and I suppose the responsibility, I suppose, that's, you know, at this stage I'm you know, feel it taken and burdened from it rightly, in terms of the, you know, just the way the game went for me myself personally, in terms of the sending off and the penalty is something that's, you know, still raw. You know, you feel you let a team down and you feel you let a county down as such. But you know, the lads still rallied and rallied really, really hard in the game. And even that second half, you know, it was in the balance, and I thought, you know, performed very well. And another day, maybe could have pushed on, but I think, you know, on the day, Tyrone were the better side, and you know, you can see where they've went on to now, and they've, you know, they've Ulster final success, and they're, you know, they're in the middle of an All Ireland semi final now, so the lines are fine. But again, listen, that's high performance sport. And you know, there's lessons in sport that can be taken onto life, and you just have to, you know, you have to learn from them, number one, and then you have to dust yourself down, and you just have to suck it up and go again, and get out there and get out and try and put your best foot forward again. And you know, again, it'll take the next number of weeks, I feel, to try and still, you know, to really try and analyse and figure things out. But there'll be a point when, you know, in the next very, very coming in the near future, where you'll move on and you'll just push on again, and you'll drive on too, you know. It'll be very interesting, close one. I think there's been so much anticipation for it, you know, now over the last, you know, just over the last year, you know, with the way, I suppose, it was initially postponed, you know, due to the issues that kind of happened. And you know, I know both clubs, and I'm sure both areas are really, really anticipating strongly. They've been two of the strongest teams in Donegal over the last 4 to 5 years, and even more. And as I say, they'll be both looking forward to it. It's going to be a really, really tight game. Do you know how to call it? I really, so I'm going to use my best pundit's analysis and really sit on the fence on it. But you know, it's going to come down to a kick of a ball either way. If you look through the county finals over the last number of years, even look at them last year, they went to four games, was it, or three games, four games between Gidor and Gidor and Glentis. So it could be something quite similar, and you know, exciting. I think the standard and the level of club football within Donegal is really good, and I know we're all looking forward to, once this week gets out of the way, to get stuck into club football ourselves, you know, back in their clubs.
So I can't pin you to name a winner then?
I don't know. A struggle.
It's an unusual situation that we're in that, you know, the championship is long over, and it was just the final that was postponed, and now here we are. And it must be tough for the two sides involved.
Yeah, I would say it was difficult for them all to try and, you know, to try and package. I think what really probably helped was when, you know, they got, you know, a bit of, I suppose, how would you say, either black or white date to say that it's on now, we're ready to go. And I think that probably helped both teams, because, you know, probably the worry was there that it was going to be thrown on at any time. But I think, in fairness, the county board did a great job and trying to say that they weren't going to just throw it on at any time. They were going to give both teams adequate enough or sufficient enough time to get back, prepare and train. And, you know, even since we at Donegal, I suppose, got knocked out in the championship, you know, that's probably now moving on four or five weeks. Feels like that anyway. I think it's probably, you know, sufficient enough time for both teams to prepare with their full set and quantity of players. So, you know, they'll both be looking forward to it, and you know, you envy them being able to get an opportunity to go out there on Sunday and play for their club and their parishes to try and bring home the cup.
Well, who knows who will be in the next final, but you'll be playing with Glenn Swilly in the championship. So how are you shaping up for the?
Yeah, we're playing at league games at the moment. You know, and I suppose it's an opportunity to get back in. We have probably a huge overhaul of players at senior level out in Glenn Swilly over the last probably 2 to 3 years now. And we have, you know, some good crops of younger lads now coming in.
So it's a transition period?
Transition period is a word that's used. I try to not go there as much as I can, because you're always out there to try and win no matter what year you're there. But definitely I've been reinvigorated by the youth that is out there. We have a huge amount of it, and you know, that's been coming through probably felt like since under 10, and now so all of a sudden they're starting to play senior, which is, you know, shows you how much I'm pushing on and on the far side of things too. But it's great to see, and they're taking the mantle, and you know, Jack Gallagher and Keelan Dunleavy and the Donegal under 20s of the year, and you know, we've got Gary Kelly and you know, young Donal Gallagher. They're in the under 17, the Donegal team that's playing in the Ulster final tomorrow night. So I wish them the best of luck too, and I wish all the Donegal team the best of luck in that tomorrow night. They're the last team flying the flag for us along with the Donegal ladies. So it'll be great for them to be able to kind of to push on as best they can. You know,
brilliant. Well, football's one thing, and we touched on the sports shop here. But of course, you know, you're busy out the road as well, in that you're now head of sport at the IT. And it looks like it's shaping up to be something closer to a normal academic year than the one just passed.
Yeah, thankfully. I think the word, I suppose, at the moment, you know, it's an ever changing scenario at the moment, the way things are. But I think we're all fairly positive that it's going to come sooner rather than later. Now we'll be able to finally get back seeing everybody face to face. I think we're all looking forward to that. You know, from myself in the role of the sporting context, you know, sport is very much it's a live contest where you're there and you want to see people and meet people and try and help improve things. So, you know, doing that in a remotely can be tricky and difficult. Mm. So as I say, looking forward in September to that getting back going, and you know that that hopefully the gyms will be used and the playing pitches will all be used and back to full capacity. So yeah, listen, that's all what we want to get to. And I think even from speaking to people around on the ground around the whole county and around even the whole country, I think, you know, as I think we're ready for it now. I just don't think that we are actually ready for it, but I do believe that, you know, with the vaccinations, the way they've been moving now, that we're actually physically ready now too. Mm. Hopefully to move in a safe way to try and make it happen. And I think we're all looking forward to it for once and for all, you know.
Absolutely. Well, listen, continued success, whether it's out there or in here, with the shop. It is great that we're marking 7 years in business here at the shop at Station Roundabout. And just a reminder that you're open through the week and online for anybody that's looking for sportswear or leisure wear. And just a click or a hop away.
Thanks, John. Just want to thank absolutely everybody, both the team within the shop and, as I say, all the customers, I say, for all their support over the 7 years, and in particular even over the last 18 months when things were tough. I really appreciate it, and we all do. And as I say, look forward to seeing everybody again fairly soon. So, and thanks to yourselves and Highland.
No bother. Megan Murphy, thank you.
Are you currently unemployed or looking to enhance your employment prospects? Or are you employed but looking to reskill or upskill? Then choose one of the fantastic Springboard Plus programmes available at Letterkenny Institute of Technology starting this September. Springboard Plus programmes are fully funded for the unemployed, and those in employment pay just 10% of fees. LYIT is offering 21 exciting Springboard Plus programmes with over 500 places available in business, computing, tourism, culinary arts and engineering. For more information, visit lyit.ie or email springboard@lyit.ie. Springboard Plus is co-funded by the Government of Ireland and the European Social Fund.
There's something electric in the air. The winds of change are blowing through. It's finally here. The all-new Nissan Qashqai has arrived. A brand new design, packed with style, tech and innovation. And now electrified with mild hybrid technology. It's ready to go down a storm. The all-new Nissan Qashqai. Book your test drive today at nissan.ie. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Your local Nissan dealer is iMotors Letterkenny and Mallon. Call 074-913-4567 or visit imotors.ie.
Donegal Denture Clinic Letterkenny. Denture problems, we can help. At Donegal Denture Clinic, we customise, personalise and tailor your dentures to suit you. Call us for a free consultation on 91-25-253. Find us at Ballyrain Letterkenny beside Rawson College. Now accepting medical card. For all your denture needs, call Donegal Denture Clinic on 91-25-253 or online at donegaldentureclinic.ie.
Donegal and Tyrone will meet in the Ulster Minor Championship final this Friday evening, and there's full match commentary on Highland, on air and online at highlandradio.com. Donegal were winners 5 years ago, while Tyrone haven't been minor champions since 2012. Join us from Brewster Park in Enniskillen at 7:20. Highland's coverage of Donegal versus Tyrone in the Ulster Minor final is in association with McKenna Centra Boncrana, where you can fill up and fuel up with Circle K, plus crack and weekly special offers. Boncrana.
Now the weather forecast. Well, today windy with fresh or strong and gusty southwest winds reaching gale force in coastal areas with high seas as well. Largely dry with some bright spells to the west, cloudier conditions then and showery rain elsewhere, and that'll continue through the afternoon. And the scattered showers following into evening. Highest temperatures 16 to 18 degrees. Tonight, clear spells and showers. South to southwest winds will ease to fresh inland, remaining strong near the coast.
You. From Letterkenny. At Fusion HD, we offer a professional service at affordable price. Upstyle and makeup offer only €42. Acrylic nail extensions only €25. Don't miss our fantastic Friday offers. €10 blow dry, €10 gel polish. Call 91565071 or find us on Facebook or Instagram at Fusion HD.
It's time to move out of diesel. So make the move to Kelly's Toyota and our incredible range of self-charging hybrid electric cars. With 45 years of experience here in Letterkenny, you can trust us to help you on your electric journey. So join the thousands of hybrid drivers enjoying lower taxes and cleaner air. You'll never take a wrong turn with Toyota, Ireland's best-selling car brand. Visit Kelly's Toyota, Port Road, Letterkenny today. Toyota, built for a better world.
So, I hear you're coming back. It's been a while. Some of those nights we spent together, birthdays, St. Patrick's Day, Christmas, we put the world to right, watched cup finals, and in the middle of the biggest match, you'd flick over to the 4:15 from Fairy House. So many memories. I miss dancing with two left feet to DJ Vinyl Richie or whatever he was called. I've missed that fire in your hearth. I know I took you for granted. I never thought you'd leave. I can't wait to see you again and say those three little words.
Two Heineken, please.
Let's get back together. Heineken supporting the LVA and the VFI. Here's to fresh beginnings. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Visit drinkaware.ie.
Donegal Denture Clinic Letterkenny. Denture problems, we can help. At Donegal Denture Clinic, we customise, personalise and tailor your dentures to suit you. Call us for a free consultation on 91 25 25 3. Find us at Ballyrain, Letterkenny, beside Rawson College. Now accepting medical card. For all your denture needs, call Donegal Denture Clinic on 91 25 25 3 or online at donegaldentureclinic.ie.
It's exciting times at Harvey's Point, with new suites and new job opportunities. We have vacancies in front office, the restaurant, the bar and accommodation services, full and part-time